This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's 2 o'clock, and you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
We got a big show for you this afternoon. We are going to talk plenty about the Braves because we have to. It's a day off, thank God. We needed it. They need it. And hopefully they can get back on the right track. We are going to dive deep into what is going on with the Braves. And listen, it is finger-pointing time because you're saying, hey, we've only won, what, two series all season long? So Everybody's kind of saying, all right, who's to blame? We will dive into that. But I do want to tell you along the way we're going to talk to George Niang from our Atlanta Hawks. Big game tomorrow. It's win or go home, and it's going to be against the Miami Heat, who advanced last night against the Chicago Bulls. Mike, the Heat have given us trouble, so This is going to be an interesting matchup, but George Niang is going to stop by a little bit later on in the show, also our own Mike Conti, to help us kind of preview what's going to happen tomorrow at State Farm Arena. As we get the show started, and normally we don't do this, but I have to tell you, because he went to that university, my partner is kind of a little bit distraught right now. And I came in today, and I had heard the news because I was out running errands, had a doctor's deal today. And Mike said, have you heard the news? And I said, yeah. And if you have not heard, another school shooting, not locally, but down at Florida State. We don't know how many are hurt, how many are dead. But the reality is, it seems like, Mike, right now from initial reports, that there's a lot going on and there could be a lot of people injured down there. And I know, you know, you spent time there and You are very familiar. And I want to start there simply because this was our conversation off the air. We don't hide anything.
No, man, I told Carl, I'm getting my head right. But it's just tough because, you know, I love that place and it just drives me crazy. You know, and I just see this stuff. And if you think about, like, I mean, you know, the joke is I flunked out of almost every school in the ACC. But I was telling Carl, it's like, between Virginia Tech and Florida State, and I sure hope it's not going to be nothing like what happened up at Virginia Tech in 2007, but it's just, you know, you hear the trite stuff of thoughts and prayers, and look, we stay in our lane, and you turn to sports because we are the, you know, the toy department of radio. You want to have entertainment and take your mind off of life's troubles, but it's so tough for me because I just love that place so much. Talking to Sandra Golden, and she's hearing some stuff. Nothing confirmed yet, but hopefully, I heard at least four people have been hospitalized. That has been confirmed by the Associated Press, and more people apparently have been rushed to Tallahassee Memorial, but it was an active shooter near the student union down on the campus of FSU. So I will get my head right, but yeah, thanks for acknowledging that, because it's just tough sometimes to get into character when you're thinking about other stuff.
No doubt. Real life happens. And I forget who it was. Maybe it was DJ Diesel who hit us up on Twitter and said, hey man, let's make sure we're thinking about the folks down there. And I wanted to hit him back, but I'll tell you what I was going to say to him. Every day my daughter was in high school, I prayed that she was going to come back home. Because you just don't take it for granted now. And now that she's in college, every day, I'm like, hey, how you doing? Great day. What's going on? Because you just don't take it for granted.
Right.
And the thing is, wherever your kids are, right, and you say, well, they're safe. No, they're not. They're not anymore. They're not safe where you think they're going to be safe. And so, Mike, you send your kids off to these schools,
right,
and you say, hey, they're going to be safe. They got people around them. It's good. It's not. And anytime, anything can happen. So we know that now, and we've been doing this long enough, and we've gone through this stuff long enough. So that's – I just want to put that out there. Like, every parent out there understands the concern, and we all pray for our kids to come back home. That's it. That's all right. You want. And sometimes we get lucky enough where, you know, the scariest thing is to hear this on the news or to get an update on your phone, Mike, and you know your kid is there.
Right. According to the Tallahassee Democrat, that's the newspaper in Tallahassee – they got the shooter in custody, and they're saying there's now up to about at least 10 people have been treated at the hospital. So we'll keep you up to date on that. But, yeah, just, you know, it's just – it just drives me crazy. And then we say, you know, our thoughts and prayers, and nothing changes. And
nope.
You can't have a conversation.
Nope.
Can't have a dialogue about, you know, mental health checks and making sure the right people have access or don't have access to – either way, hey, man, people stay in their lane, and we will too. But thanks for acknowledging, and hopefully people come out of that thing safe.
All right. Let's switch gears and talk about – what everybody is talking about, and that is, are the Braves going to be able to turn this on? Are they going to be able to flip a switch somehow with this lineup, which is still incredible? I mean, look, you ask other guys around the major leagues, they take this Braves lineup over their own or over some of the other top lineups in the league because this is a lineup that's performed. It has history.
Right.
When we talk about, hey, Olsen and Riley and Money Harris, and we haven't even added Acuna yet, this lineup has shown what it's capable of. But they've not done it. And so when you've not done it consistently for a month and a half now, you know, you start to wonder, you say, okay, well, what's going on? Now, Spencer Strider yesterday took offense to people doubting us. And Big O, can we play that soundbite? Spencer Strider talking about people doubting them. He had his first outing yesterday. Look, I thought he was good, considering the kid hadn't been on the hill in a year, right? April 2024, and he goes five innings. But, Mike, he wanted to be clear, like, hey, if you want to doubt us, you can. But this is a grind, and he's right. And this is going to be a long season. And I just think where Spencer's head is, I'm hoping the rest of this team is. Oh, let's hear Spencer Strider talk about this, because that is the message I think needs to be sent. Now, it doesn't mean that I have lost faith in this team. I've not lost faith in management. I know Mike yesterday, we kind of went in because it's just frustrating to where this team is right now. And I know we're pointing fingers at, hey, whether it's Double A, whether it's other things, decisions that were made a year or two ago that have played into where we are now. But listen, Spencer Strider, and I want you to address this.
So I think we need to do a better job of that, myself included. And, you know, we're not in a great position at the moment, you know, and that's fine. It's early, still in the season, and, you know, people want to doubt us. That's great. Bring it on. And, you know, if we're going to lose every game for the rest of the season, we're going to do it the right way, and we're going to do it, you know, grinding it out. So that much I can guarantee you.
Now, look, I like his edge, and I like the fact he's kind of a little snarky right there as well. He should be. He's upset that, you know, I heard people arguing last night on social media, well, Snitch should have took him out sooner. You guys, dude, you can't win if you're Snicker. You know, if they pull him, why'd you pull him? Because in the bullpen, might have done something stupid, right?
Yep.
He tried to roll with – I mean, we get so ridiculous ever since, you know, Steven Strasburg and handling these guys with kick gloves, and I get it. It's his first start since he had the injury. But he looked okay. You know, he was making good decisions. It's just Snicker can't win. But I do love his edge, and I got to give a shout-out to Matt Olson, another country heard from. I mean, I've joked around. I think yesterday I called him MVP, most vacuous personality. But he yesterday was basically saying this BS has got to stop, which I know that, look, it doesn't help until the teams start hitting. But the core group, to your point, is the same guy, minus Eddie Rosario. Of course, Ronald Acuna's not here. But this is the same team that batted .276 2 years ago. It's basically the same team. Now, yes, we didn't have Kelnick. Sean Murphy was on that team. He batted .251 that year. You know, Ozzie was killing it, batted .280. The whole team, even Arcia was batting a robust .264 that year. So it's the core of this group 2 years ago was one of the best, if not the greatest, hitting team in the history of the franchise.
Should have won a World Series.
But I do like, I mean, it doesn't change things, but do you like the fact here in basically Olsen saying racking, fracking, fricking, racking about this and at least showing some emotion?
Yes, because at some point you got to hit a tipping point and you've got to be able to voice that. And guys, they can't take it personal. He's not pointing the finger at anybody. He's just saying, whatever it is you're doing, we got to do it better, including myself. And I love to hear Spencer Strider speak that way. Like, hey, and he's, by the way, he's being very tongue-in-cheek there. If we lose every game, you know, we're going to do it the right way. He knows damn well they're not going to lose every game. But he's telling you, like, screw off. If we lose every game, at least we're going to do it the right way.
Now, what does that mean, by the way? I mean, are you doing the film study? Are you putting the extra work in? Again, the pitching has had its issues, but the biggest problem on this team right now is it doesn't hit.
No, it doesn't.
It's not his department, but I get it.
19 strikeouts yesterday. And yesterday is a microcosm of what has happened the entire season. You could go back and look at every series, and I'm going to tell you two things that stand out. Strikeouts, runners left on base. Meaning you strand guys and you're not getting guys home, and then we're striking out in crucial moments that we need to be clutch. And we're not. At this particular juncture in the season, we're just not. So I don't know about you as far as pointing the finger and, oh, is this guy's fault or that guy's fault? Mike and I talked about this yesterday, and we'll bring this up briefly. I do think that if you had to do it all over again, and I don't know, maybe we'll ask AA this because maybe he's like, hey, I made the decision or we made the decision and we moved on. But if you had to do it all over again, would you try a little bit harder to get Freddie back? Would you try maybe just a little bit? Or you were so content on – we have our standard of deal. This is what we're going to offer him, and if he doesn't want it, he can go. And, Mike, I do think you have that point where you go, man, if I could do it over again, maybe we should have kept it.
Look, I mean, as we said, 23, Olsen was great, but we've also seen Olsen go some ice-cold slumps. I mean, Matt Olsen has had some really brutal stretches with this team, and that's, you know, that's the replacement, and that's the measuring stick. And then when you look at his contract and you say to yourself, self, along with other contracts that have been doled out, you really got hung up on the 6 year, because think about this. We'd be 3 years left on Freddie's deal right now. Would you feel pretty good about that?
Of course you would.
Yes, based on what Freddie's doing, surrounded by talent in L.A., but still doing what he does, what he did here. And then there's the leadership thing, which we talk about almost every day on the show. Freddie was a guy that maybe rubbed some of the guys the wrong way because he was the hard ass. But sometimes you got to have that guy. Any team, football, basketball, hockey, baseball, you got to have that dude. Freddie was that dude. So at the end of the day, I said it to you yesterday at the end of the show, I put it on social media. I was, you know, dogging out Freddie and his agent. It's Anthopoulos and Terry McGuirk in the organization for being cheap on the 6 year. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know, Carl, could we have punched through in 23 if Freddie's here? That was a monumental season. But then the pitching ran out. 22, we grinded and we are on clutch.
Then the hitting
stopped. We just still been on clutch. But Freddie is the one constant. He's always been clutch for this team.
Yeah, I don't think or I don't know if they would have changed their mind. Hindsight's 20/20 always. But when he leaves and then goes to World Series and becomes the World Series MVP and shows you he's still got it, and he's playing on a much better team than he had here.
Right.
The player personnel, he's playing with the best player in baseball in Shohei Ohtani. Betts, I mean, come on. That team is absolutely loaded, and so he's still that guy. But
well, some could say our team, you know, as it's composed, when it's healthy, is a loaded team as well.
It is. But the difference for us is, at least right now, the Dodgers spent all that money, and if they had started this way, everybody would be killing the Dodgers, saying they overspent, they spent the wrong money on the wrong guys. We didn't overspend. We've had this core group together. They're just not performing the way they should. And I think for where we are and what we potentially can be, I'm not ready to give up or any of that. I'm just telling you guys, I'm also going to point the finger and tell you that the mistakes were made and that all of a sudden, you know, now we want to point the finger and say, hey, we shouldn't have done this, that, and the other. I understand the Freddie argument, but that's 3 years removed now.
Right. But I'm just saying, I just feel there's been a lack of clutch. I mean, we get to the 21 World Series because Freddie wins you that series against the Brewers.
He does.
You know, in grand fashion with a home run on Heater. This is a guy who's always been clutch. So I'm just saying, I'm mea culping it because I always thought that at the time, you know, the Braves were doing the right thing. I thought Freddie's agent and Freddie were a little, you know, I don't know, whatever that was. No.
Well,
Braves screwed it up.
Well, we don't know this, Mike, and it's a great point. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What we don't know is how much communication was really going on, right? Where the Braves like, hey, here's the offer. And Freddie's agent was like, okay, we'll look at it.
Well, did AA say take it or leave it? We're not giving you six. Was that communicated? Because if that's the case, that's stupid.
Well, that's what we're saying. I don't know what the communication was, and I don't know if Freddie's ever talked about it. But either way, this is where we're at. He's not here. We're just simply saying when you get in these situations, you go, man, what are we missing? the point that Mike is making is we're not physically missing Freddie. We're missing what Freddie brought.
Right. There's that X factor again, guys. I say it all the time. You can't quantify it. There's no acronym for it for the stat nerds. It's just that dude, the alpha on.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The team that you got to have, and I don't know who that dude is on this team.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.